Here and now is newburnnow.com.
Hi, I'm Laura Johnson. We're here with Colleen Roberts, Public Information Officer with the City of New Bern.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Good talking to you today. Colleen, with everyone getting excited about the 4th of July, what does the city have planned?
Well, for folks who want to get up early and maybe burn some calories, we're doing the first ever New Bern Parks and Recreation and Hope for the Warriors Run for the Warriors. It's a 5K race. There's also a 1 mile fun walk that you can do. 7:30 in the morning, Union Point Park. You can call Parks and Rec at 639-2907 if you'd like to inquire more. You can register at active.com. That is going to be early in the morning. Also over at Lawson Creek Park is where all the 4th of July fun is going to be as well. The kids' activities are from 3 to 9 p.m. Bounce houses and misting tents and vendors and all kinds of good stuff. The reading of the Declaration of Independence at 7 and then the fireworks at about 9 o'clock on July 4th. But one of the things I just think is just wow for the summertime in New Bern is Parks and Rec is offering 7 different summer camps for kids this year. If you have an art lover or a sports lover or a swimmer or a cheerleader, there are all kinds of camps geared towards those specific activities. The Aquatic Center is now open where the pool is. The George Street Spray Ground is open. Don't forget, we have a Frisbee golf course. I understand lots of folks are going out there on their lunch break and
playing. Glen Burnie Park?
Yes, yep. At Glen Burnie Park. That's a lot of fun. And we just finished our kickoff to summer with a concert at Union Point Park featuring the Craven Community Concert Band. So stay tuned to all kinds of things that we're going to be offering during the summertime for kids and families alike.
Okay, everyone can keep up with the city with social media. Where can people find you?
I feel like we've made it into the new millennium a little bit with our social media venues. We're on Facebook and Twitter now. If you just search for City of New Bern on both of those social media sites, you'll find us. So look us up, like us, and follow us for more important updates and details on camps and all kinds of fun activities. Also, Time Warner Cable has recently come on board, and they're showing our alderman meetings on Channel 10 in Carteret County. That Sunday's at 8. You can also follow us on Suddenlink Channel 3 for customers right here in New Bern for all of our meetings and happenings.
Well, we want to thank Colleen Roberts, and don't forget to visit newbernnow.com. Thanks, and have a great day.